What did the grape say when the elephant sat on him? Nothing. He just let out a little whine. But seriously, folks, I'll be here all week. I think there's a bit of an art to whining. Let's say you've got a mean and horrible mistress, one who really relishes tormenting you and driving you to the edge over and over again. Lucky you. I bet you already know that if you whine and moan and make all those delicious noises for your super mean mistress, that she'll treat you better. No, really. Whining makes mistresses sweeter. No, wait. I may have that backward. Whining doesn't actually make mistresses sweet. Whining, while funny, amusing, and sometimes sexy, doesn't actually work to get you what you want. Just like an annoying college boy whining about his grades doesn't magically get an A, whining about how badly you want to come for your mistress doesn't automatically lead to you with your eyes rolled back and jizz on your tummy. To get what you want, you need to communicate with your mistress. Sans whining. For me, the fastest way to guarantee you'll never get what you're wanting is to whine at me for it. Beg? Sure. Plead? Awesome. Whine? Hell no. I know what you're thinking. But Harper, what's the difference between pleading and begging and whining? Simple. Whining is annoying. Whining is that thing you do where you get really nasal and annoying, and instead of making creative exhortations to me to give you release, you just repeat the same damn phrase over and over again. Or you turn into a petulant rodent with an attitude problem. Beg me for permission to come. I like that. I love hearing you plead and beg. To hear you pushed to the edge of endurance and know that you're hanging on by the thinnest thread. Love that. But for all that is good in the world, don't whine. Unless you want me to punish you. In that case, whine away. For more, go to my blog at fetishfoamsexblog.com. Give me a call at 1-800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.